Broadside Books and Harper Audio present Love Your Enemies, How Decent People Can Save America from the Culture of Contempt by Arthur C. Brooks. Read by Will Dameron. We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic cords of memory, stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broad land, will yet swell the chorus of the Union when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature. Abraham Lincoln, First Inaugural Address. Introduction. Are you sick of fighting yet? I confess without shame, I am tired and sick of war. Its glory is all moonshine. General William Tecumseh Sherman, 1865. I live and work in Washington, D.C., but I'm not a politics junkie. To me, politics is like the weather. It changes a lot, people drone on about it constantly, and good is totally subjective. I like winter, you like summer. You're a liberal, I'm a conservative. Furthermore, political opinions are like noses. No two are totally alike, but everyone has one. My nose is big, but its existence is utterly unremarkable. Sort of like my political opinions. My thing is ideas, especially policy ideas. While politics is like the weather, ideas are like the climate. Climate has a big impact on the weather, but it's not the same thing. Similarly, ideas affect